WCDO.com.
WCDO and WCDO FM, Sydney, W222CR, Norwich.
It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lowe.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. Forget the NFL tonight because we got Monday Night Football right here on WCDO. We're really glad to have you along. It's Nate Lowe and Skylar Thompson back with you tonight, live from Unitego. Eight-man football action as it's the Spartans battling the Spartans. It's Unitego taking on Thomas Edison from the Elmira area tonight. They're one of the other eight-man teams in Section 4. So, Sky, it's good to be back here. Another beautiful night for eight-man football.
It's another great night. We lucked out weather-wise once again, which is great. As you said, forget Monday Night Football, but I think you and I got some competition between Peyton and Eli Manning on ESPN tonight.
We got to do our best, I guess. I know they bring in the ratings, but so do we, right? So I want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto pregame show. Of course, Butler is a longtime sponsor of our pregame show here, and they have the area's biggest selection of vehicles on two lots right in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's their goal to never lose a customer over price. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. And this is kind of how the schedule has been this year, Sky, is between COVID and weather issues and all sorts of stuff, you just don't know. And a lot of people said, Nate, you're doing football on a Monday? And I know it's very rare, but I think that at this point in the season, they're throwing games in wherever they can just to make sure that the athletes get a chance to play.
It's just like the game you and I were supposed to do, the Green Unitego game that got rescheduled last minute. And then they got a game in, and then Green and Unitego were actually able to reschedule their game once again, and they got that in.
And they played that on a Wednesday. So, I mean, if you look at Unitego, they played last week on Wednesday here against Green, and then they play again on Monday. So a lot of these teams, and you would know better than me, being a former high school player out in the football world, they're not getting the traditional full week a lot of times between games right now. They're getting 3-4 days. Does that take a toll, you think?
And it's a weird 3-4 days because the day after the game is normally, like, if you play on a Friday night, you have Saturday, Sunday, or even if you play on a Saturday, you get the day off after it. Well, if you know you have a game to play on Monday, you play it on a Wednesday, well, Thursday, can we really take that day off because you're only limiting yourself to just so many days before the game?
Yeah, that's a great point. Normally, I'm sure if you played Friday, you got to maybe sleep in Saturday morning and rest up and have a good breakfast. I mean, if you play on a Wednesday, you got to be at school the next day and right in your 8 a.m. class or whatever it is. So I think it's been a wacky year, but these teams are doing the best they can to make the most of it. And when we really look at here and boil it down, we have one last week of the regular season. Teams are going to play Friday and Saturday, and then we're into the playoffs. And I don't want to paint too much of a picture for the playoffs because in our Class D division especially and in 8-man, we're still waiting to see who's going to get that big win in the last week, and that'll determine the playoff seeds. So we'll get through this week, Friday and Saturday, and, of course, tonight, and we'll see what the playoff seeds are. I think it's going to be really exciting, especially in D. I think for the teams that we cover, we could see Delhi make the playoffs. We could see Harpersville-Afton make the playoffs. And I think the other two teams, obviously Tioga, the one seed, and I think Newark Valley will be in there. I think in terms of eight-man, we're going to maybe see Green sneak in. I shouldn't say sneak in. They're undefeated and state-ranked, but I think those are kind of the local teams that we'll see. We'll see what happens with Norwich getting in up in Class C, so, and probably Windsor as well. But that's kind of a sneak peek at some of the playoff pictures. But, boy, that D bracket, no matter who wins, that's going to be fun to see who has a chance to take on Tioga.
It'll be interesting who gets that chance, right? Because I don't know right now if anyone wants to play Tioga. But, you know, sports are great in that way where anything can happen on any given day, any given game, you know. Matchups are a big part of who you're going up against, and I'm curious to see how the matchups tonight are for Unitego facing on Thomas Edison. You and I talked a little bit about it before the game. Unitego only has 12 guys dressed
12 guys.
Tonight, and Thomas Edison, I mean, looking at their sideline right here, they got a full team and more, and sometimes that plays a big role as well.
I will say, I went down and talked to the Thomas Edison coach pregame, Kyle Erickson, and he said, we did bring up a lot of our mod guys. Their season was done. We don't know if they're going to get in the game tonight, but we wanted them to have that varsity experience because we saw them get off the bus, and it's like, they got a small army coming over here. What are they doing playing eight-man? But it makes a little more sense now, but seriously, Unitego only with 12 tonight. We'll hope they'll have enough gas in the gas tank. So we're going to pause for the national anthem, and when we come back, we'll have Thomas Edison and Unitego Monday Night Football here tonight on WCDO. Stay tuned.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. Hi, I'm Tyler Butler. The reason we hear that so much is because we have credit options for all credit types, regardless of your credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. Butler Auto Sales also has the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from on two lots in Sydney. Around 150 cars, trucks, SUVs, and vans. Most makes and models are available too.
Finally, I'm approved for a car loan. Now I can get the car I really want.
So if you don't think you can get financed, think again and visit Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza or apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com.
And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, our goal is to never lose a customer over price.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Back to the action on WCDO Sports.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell, Skyler Thompson with you tonight here on WCDO and WCDOSports.com. As always, our web stream is brought to you by SFCU, and you can go back anytime. We also record these games. They're on our game audio archive at WCDOSports.com. Again, all courtesy of SFCU, and it's our Butler Auto kickoff show as Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans the best here in tonight's game. They have the biggest selection of vehicles on two lots right there in Sydney, so stop over and check it out anytime. So, of course, Sky is Franklin boys varsity basketball coach and also has spent a lot of time on the Walton Warriors football staff and was a great player in his day at Oneonta, so a great resume to bring to the radio. And sounds like you might have some basketball this year. Is that official news? Or
it's official, and November 15th is the start date. Can't wait to get things rolling with that. But don't want to look too far ahead. I got a game I got to focus on tonight here on the radio.
That's true.
With you.
Well, we appreciate that. And, you know, Sky, one thing I'm curious about, you grew up playing on a beautiful Lloyd Baker Field up at OHS, which was grass at the time before they put the turf in. Mm-hmm. So I was, as we both walked across this field here tonight, we can already see it from warm-ups starting to get a little dug up. It's kind of squishy from all this rain that we've had. How's that going to play into tonight's game?
So you can see already there's certain patches on the field that are already not grass, and that's just from warm-ups. And, you know, it's going to play a very interesting role. Last time you and I were here, we saw the opening kickoff wasn't fielded very well because of the wet grass, and we're just getting started tonight. So it'll be interesting to see how that ball rolling on the ground as well as the footing for the players, because I've talked to a couple players recently, a couple guys from Franklin even, like Matt Serro, for example. They played their playoff soccer game.
Mm-hmm.
At Green, they're not used to playing on turf. If you're used to playing on turf or you're used to playing on certain conditions and stuff, the difference of the footing plays a huge role as well.
Yeah, I think this could be a game that, you know, you get to the outside here tonight, normally you could take off and run. You might slip and fall tonight. It's been a really wet fall. I think a lot of our fields that are grass have held up pretty well, but it's late in the season now, so you never know what you're going to get. Unitigo's going to kick off, and Edison will receive. And Edison will be going right to left on your radio dial. So here is the opening kickoff. It's a short one, fielded by Edison. Looked like Unitigo was hoping to get that bounce, but Edison's able to fall on it here right at the 50. So a good opening field position here, I should say, for Thomas Edison. And I like Coach McCroney saying, hey, let's go for it right off the bat here, but just couldn't get that hop.
I think he was trying to use that field, the wet grass, to his advantage, kind of like what we saw last time when we were here, trying to get a quick one, get the ball back, maybe change the momentum a little bit.
So here is Edison QB George Smith, the junior, and he will hand one off. No, he's going to keep it himself. Nowhere to go. That Unitigo defense crashing in to make the stop, led there by Nate Ackerley. And again, Unitigo only playing with 12 guys here tonight. They've had some injury bugs and some other things. Guys are not in the lineup, but they are getting some returners. A guy we saw get hurt in the game we were here against Moravia, Logan Utter, he's back in the lineup tonight. So that's going to help them at the QB position.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things I was curious to see tonight, you never know how long sometimes injuries will just linger around. You know, you might say, I'm good, I'm healthy, but sometimes they linger around for a little bit. So it'll be interesting to see how he plays tonight.
Second and 10, a little double reverse here for Edison. They're trying to cut it back and run to the left wing side. Maybe good for about two. On the carry there was Noah Bennett.
One of the things I was very impressed by the first time you and I watched them a couple weeks ago, the defensive line for Unitigo always seems to get very good pressure on the backfield, not allowing guys to run right up the middle, and they always seem to push the lineman back into the face of the quarterback as well when he drops back to pass.
I'll be interested to see your thoughts. These first couple of handoffs have looked very Walton-esque to me, so I want your thoughts on that in a minute. This is going to be about a third down and seven. They look to run from left to right, and Unitigo was right there to snuff it out. This was Deshaun Cook this time.
You just saw another double reverse. The quarterback handed off to one guy coming from right to left, and he handed back going to a guy going left to right. Very good job by Unitigo by just staying in their positions and not over-pursuing something and being right there to make the tackle.
How tough is that to do, to execute? I mean, that's two handoffs in the same play. A lot of moving parts there.
There are a lot of moving parts, and it's also very tough because you got to make sure if you're the running back who's making that handoff after you get the handoff that you and the other running back aren't going to collide.
Edison's going to go for it on fourth down at the Unitigo 45, and Unitigo jumped right there. This is about a fourth and five, maybe a fourth and six. That's a tough jump there for Unitigo. Exactly what Edison wanted, really. So this is going to be a fourth and about one. Boy, I knew it was going to be close, but this is really close, Sky. Look at this.
You're basically right on the line right now. I'll be interested to see what the play call is here. Do they try and get something right up the middle where we know Unitigo has a very good defensive line? Are they going to try and go outside? What do you think they're going to try and do? It'll be interesting.
10 minutes to go, first quarter. We're scoreless between Unitigo and Thomas Edison tonight here at the U. And they're going to just try to tuck it and run. A huge tackle there by Unitigo to stop him short. And busting through was James Wright making the play.
That's exactly what we were talking about, that good defensive line for Unitigo. He got a push as soon as that ball was snapped. And, you know, the quarterback keeper right up the middle, you see that all the time at all college levels, all NFL levels, that quarterback keep right up the middle and very short, but he had no room to go at all off of that great pressure from the defensive line.
Yeah, that was great. Just busting right through was James Wright, brought him down. And, not even close when they needed just 1 yard. Unitigo able to come up strong. Unitigo's in the home green uniforms tonight. That hunter green with the white trim. They have the green helmet as well. Edison is in the white tops, the blue pants, the blue helmets, and the orange trim. Here's Unitigo handing off to Shea Barber up the middle. And, boy, he's going to dive forward for about nine. Nice extra effort to pick up a couple extra yards there for Barber.
Shea's going to be a little bit upset with himself because the guy who brought him down, he actually bumped into a teammate of his downfield after he bounced off one tackle. But a very nice run from him, gain of nine to start it off. That's a good first pickup for them.
Shea Barber had a huge evening against Green last Wednesday, over 200 yards rushing. I believe it was 249 that he ended up with and two touchdowns. He's going to have to be the workhorse here tonight along with Logan Utter. To try to get the job done. A flag here on second down and one to go, and that's going to be a false start against the Spartans backing them up.
They got the wide receiver here closest to us, and he was leaning a little bit, and that tells me right there I think it was a pass play. He's trying to get a little bit of a head start.
And so 9:15 to go in the first quarter tonight here at Unitigo. A beautiful fall night, great conditions. The field is a little soggy. We're going to keep an eye on that. I think footing could be tough I mean, we're looking down to the right end zone here where Edison was warming up. It's already pretty chewed up down there. So 9 minutes to go, first quarter. We're scoreless between the Spartans and the Spartans. It's Unitigo and Thomas Edison tonight here on CDO. It's Monday Night Football. A 2nd and 5. Utter's going to keep it himself. Gets wrapped up. And a good tackle here breaking through for Edison was number 72, Ian Carl, on the tackle. Excuse me, that was actually Kyler Ripley on the tackle there for Edison. They got those white tops, and they already got some good grass stains on there and some mud stains as well. So 8.5 to go, first quarter. A quick moving start to this ball game, as this is going to be a 3rd and 5 for Unitigo as they go left to right. Ball is at their own 46-yard line as they approach midfield. And Logan Utter, the QB, wiping off his hands here, trying to keep them clean and dry. He's in the shotgun. He's going to hand off to Barber. Barber's got the first down. Hurdles over a tackler and into Edison territory. Cuts back and is brought down at the 30. A good pickup here of about 25 yards for Shea Barber.
We've seen two very solid runs from Shea tonight, starting out that time. Well, the play before, actually, quarterback faked it to him. This time gave it to him. Got a nice pickup for a first down there. I think that's two carries, probably about 25 yards total-ish or something around there. Very good start for him.
Yeah, good start here for Shea. You can see as we look at him walk back to the huddle, the whole left side of his leg, pure mud already. That white stripe is pretty much gone there. And so this will be a first down for Unitigo. They're in Edison territory, again going left to right, ball at the 30. This might turn into the mud bowl here tonight by the end of this ball game. Utters wants to throw to the outside, and it's a little behind his intended receiver and incomplete on first down. He was looking for Colin Linehan there.
If the ground becomes total mud, which I'll be honest with you, one time my freshman year we played in Dryden, the entire field was not a field anymore. It was just complete mud. It was terrible. But it really changes the way the game's going to go because you have to adjust your play calls accordingly. So, you know, if you're a team that may throw the ball more, go to the outside a little bit more, you may have to adjust because the footing is just not going to be there.
So here is Unitigo with the ball. Just over 7.5 to go first quarter. Scoreless between Unitigo and Thomas Edison from the Elmira area. Hand off to Barber, sweeping from right to left. Cuts back to the inside. Falls over the 25. So this is going to bring up just about 3rd down and 4 here, I would say, for Unitigo. Pretty manageable. So if it does turn into a mud bowl here, and, you know, I'm assuming the middle of the field gets a little more soupy because that's where the linemen are chewing it up, but it's also tough to get to the outside. Do you just look for that patch of grass? How do you handle that?
It's really hard to say because it really depends on where, you know, because also at that point you're a little bit into the game as well, so it depends on other things like what's the score, what have we had success with, what haven't we had success with. It really depends on a lot of things.
3rd and 5 and a little sweep for Unitigo. Going to be very close to a first down here, as that time they ran from left to right with Reese James. Move the chains. The Spartans get enough there on that run by James. So 6:50 to go in the first quarter. We're scoreless between Unitigo and Thomas Edison. Monday Night Football here on WCDO. It's Nate Lull and Sky Thompson with you. As we haven't decided what we'll do this upcoming Friday. We're looking at some different options for games. Again, it's the last week of the regular season for high school football, and then into the playoffs the week after that. It's been a quick-moving season with games all over the place. I was thinking about it earlier today. We've done games on Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday now this year. It's been pretty wacky. A little switch here from left to right. They try to go right back to Reese James, and he is brought down there by the Edison defense. Kyler Ripley coming through to make the play again. So 6:10 to go first quarter. We're scoreless.
Flag thrown after the play, it looks like.
Yeah, that was well after the play was over here. Haven't seen an official signal yet. Unsportsmanlike here against Thomas Edison. And that's going to give Unitigo a good chunk of yardage here. I did see once Reese James was tackled, somebody was kind of standing there, so you wonder maybe something was said. Oh, yeah, we got the coaching staff here for Edison talking to one of the guys saying that, you know, that you got to be careful in those type of situations, basically saying you just hurt us.
And, you know, that is really tough, you know, as a team, because you got a good stop there on first down. The guy picked up gain of no yards, and then something like that after the play happens, and now it's 2nd and 1.
Yeah, this is really a goal-to-go situation here for Unitigo. Utter is going to hand one off to Barber. He tries to bust it up the middle, and he is gang-tackled, brought down. And so he did maybe get a yard or two there. So Unitigo's got a 3rd down and about 1 to go to get the 1st down. And then they're about 7 yards from the end zone here with 5:45 to go in the first quarter, scoreless between Unitico and Thomas Edison. So this is a big third down here. I mean, do you try to just get the 1 yard, and what do you do?
In this situation, I always say you just get that yard, you get the first down, because then, you know, you got 6-7 yards or whatever until the end zone. You just try and get the first down, have four more chances at the end zone.
Here's Utter in the shotgun, goes right back to Reese James, slips and falls, and then gets up, and he is in. He didn't go all the way down. He was able to keep his balance in the mud, runs in for a Unitico touchdown to put Unitico up 6-0 with 5:18 to go in the first quarter.
We're seeing it already. That the traction that these players have might play a role right there. That a run like that, normally very easy. You plant your foot, you get right upfield. Situation like this with the grass the way it is, you plant your foot, you might lose your footing, go down, and that's always frustrating as a player too.
Yeah, it looked like he was going to slip and fall and maybe just have enough to get the first down. Instead, he stays on his feet somehow and gets in for the two-point conversion. Here's the snap. Utter's going to flip one to the outside. Barber puts on a nice move, and his man goes flying in the mud, and Barber's able to waltz into the end zone for the two-point conversion. And so, with 5:18 to go in the first quarter, it's Unitico 8, Thomas Edison nothing. We'll be right back on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Back to the action with Nate Law on WCDO.
5:18 to go first quarter, and so Unitico takes an 8-0 lead over Thomas Edison here tonight at the U. You see our guy Ben Patton down there taking photos for the Walton Reporter. I think every parent, every fan is excited when they see Ben at a game, because it's like, all right, this week's reporter is going to have some awesome photos in it. So
they really do get some really great photos.
He is one of the best, definitely. Nate Lowell and Sky Thompson with you here. A short kick. Thomas Edison got a piece of it, but I think Unitico might have fallen on this. A dogfight at the bottom of the pile. Let's see. Haven't seen an official signal yet. And yes, there it is. Unitico was able to get that. Sky, take me through what happened there.
So that time they did another short kick, but it wasn't on the ground. It was actually kept it in the air, made it tough for the guy to field, hit off his hands, and then hit off his knee, actually. And then when he fell on it, he didn't fall on it cleanly. Unitico got right down there. And the nice thing is, when you kick it 10 yards like that, you only have to go 10 yards to get to the ball. So Unitico falls right on it real quick. Now they get the ball back on their own 49-yard line.
Yeah, this is huge field position. You feel for that Edison guy in a way, because he was trying to make a play. He somehow jumped and got that ball, and as he brought it down, he lost control. But Johnny on the spot there for Unitico, they were able to get that ball. They go right back on offense here with 5:15 to go in the first quarter. Unitico leading 8-0. They throw to the left side for Barber. It's complete. He shakes a tackle at the 40. Barber might be in for 6 here. He's at the 20, down to the 10, and Shea Barber turns on the Jets. He is in for a Unitico touchdown. Well done to the outside there. Shea Barber got by that one tackler, and he was gone.
And this is what adds insult to injury right there. If you're Thomas Edison, you know, you didn't get the kickoff. You didn't field the kickoff. First play, the Unitico goes down and scores on a big play like that. Defender slipped. The first defender that was on Shea slipped and fell. Shea made a nice move to the outside. And, you know, I got thinking about it, too. The other thing that's different with this rather than 11-man football, a lot of 8-man, you have a lot more space on the outside. So I'd be curious to see on if that changes the play call at all as well based off of the type of football that's played is normally on, like, out in space, on the outside a little bit more, not as much in between the tackles.
5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. That's a great point. A lot of coaches have said to me, if you've got one guy with speed, you can get him to the edge. That's really, really dangerous in the 8-man game. They're going to hand it off up the middle, and a driving run here for Michael Wheeler. Yes, he is in for 2. Unitico's off to a heck of a start here tonight, folks. 5:02 to go in the first quarter, and they have scored 2 touchdowns here to take a, 16-0 lead. Is that correct? Yes, 16-0. I had to do my math there, folks. Spartans on top of the Spartans. Unitico leads Thomas Edison 16-0. We'll be back on CDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting Morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Back to the action with Nate Law on WCDO.
And Unitigo has jumped out to a 16-0 lead over Thomas Edison with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter here tonight at the U. Nate Lull and Skylar Thompson with you on WCDO. Also WCDOsports.com. Here's another short kick. This time Edison falls on it. They did lose it for a quick second. They do fall on at their own 43. And so the Edison offense, which we have not seen that much of, comes back onto the field here.
We just saw two kickoffs in a row. Guy tries to catch it, kind of slips out of his hands a little bit. But when the guy went to fall on it, he actually slid on the grass. It wasn't he could just go drop right down. So you can tell that grass is already a little bit slippery.
Yeah, it's deceiving even from up where we are. It looks, you know, like the field's completely dry. But when we went out there pregame, puddles, it's pretty soggy. So it's got to be some tough footing out there. Edison hands off on first down, nowhere to go as they try to run right up the middle. And Ryan Marshall was breaking through to make that tackle on Deshaun Cook.
You can also tell with the white jerseys. It didn't take too long for a lot of these white jerseys to not be so white anymore. So
I don't know if the school does laundry or if it's on the parents, but somebody is going to have a lot of work to do tonight for both these teams when this is all said and done. 4.5 to go in the first quarter, and Unitigo leads Thomas Edison out of the Elmira area, 16-0. And now here's a fumble for Edison by the quarterback, and he's just going to have to fall on it back at the 35. Tough sledding there for George Smith as he couldn't hang on.
You know, it's an unfortunate thing, but the quarterback in that situation made the right decision because you saw him try. He thought about picking it up and trying to do something with it, but then he realized the defenders for Unitigo are right there. I'm just going to fall on it, make sure I keep the possession.
Edison looks like they are just kind of lost at the moment here. I can't think of another way to say it. They came into this game a lot of energy. They've had a really tough schedule, and they felt like, hey, this is a game we can come in, compete, and do really well. But Unitigo has just jumped all over them here in this first quarter. And it looks like they want to take a timeout to talk about things as they have a third down and long coming up. We'll step away. 3:48 to go first quarter. It's Monday Night Football here on CDO with our score, Unitigo 16, Edison nothing. And we'll be right back on CDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. Our score 16-0. Unitigo on top of Thomas Edison here in eight-man football Monday night action. Again, the Spartans played last Wednesday here against Green and now hosting Thomas Edison tonight again out of the Elmira area. And with 3:48 to go in the first quarter, again, the Spartans of Unitigo leading the Spartans of Thomas Edison 16-0. We do see Edison from time to time, especially in sectionals. They often have very good softball and baseball teams, and so it's not an uncommon opponent. Just a lot of people usually ask me, where is Thomas Edison? So that Elmira area seems to have a ton of schools that play here in Section 4. This will be a third down and long. They're going to look to throw. Pass is complete, but Barber with a punishing tackle over on the far side, lowered the shoulder, and really got into tight end Evan Bush over there and knocked him out of bounds.
You saw Thomas Edison try to run a little bit of a trickery play. They handed the ball off to their running back, who then was going to the outside, and he actually ended up throwing it. But, again, great job by the Unitigo defense of reading their keys. Shea could have very easily come off of his guy and try to come up and make a tackle, but he stayed on his guy, made sure he made the tackle in open space, gets a big stop. Thomas Edison now ready to punt.
So Edison will be punting away here with 3:10 to go in the first quarter. They already find themselves down 16-0. Shea Barber is to our left, back to receive. To line drive, punt. Shea is going to let this one roll it out, and it dies at about the 30-yard line, and that's where Unitigo will take over, going left to right.
I don't know if that punt was by design or not, but I'll tell you what, as a former punt returner myself, those ones are always the hardest ones to field, especially when the grass is like this. It's a line drive right off the grass. You don't know how the ball is going to bounce. You don't know anything like that. And at the same time, if you're Edison, you know that you're not keeping it in the air for Shea to come up under it cleanly and catch it and take off. You've already seen him make some big plays tonight running the ball. You don't want to allow him to get into space like that again.
Yeah, I think that was smart, and I think it was also a smart play by Shea to just let it go because you don't know how this ball is going to react here tonight in these tough conditions. So 2:58 to go in the first quarter. Unitego with the ball again. They're going to hand one off to Linehan. A little misdirection, and he's off to the races across the 45, out to the 48. What a run by the big fella there.
You got to love it. I remember before the game, you and I were talking. I said, Nate, who's number 7? And they switched his number, his jersey number. I love to see the big guy getting the ball early on, running for a nice gain right here for a first down.
Well, yeah, Unitego is, again, we talked about it in the pregame, that they have some injuries, some other guys not in, so they were trying to get creative. They changed the jersey number, and here's Colin Linehan getting to hang on to the ball here tonight. He's got to be loving it.
And now they've got him lined out as a receiver out on the far side.
So here is Utter at midfield here. Logan Utter, the quarterback, wants to pitch to the outside. No, it's going to be a handoff to the inside. Getting one or two here on first down is going to be Jacob Sargent, who I think we're going to see carry the ball quite a bit as well for Unitego.
Absolutely. And that play that you just ran right there where you say pitch to the outside, I never had the chance to play against that Unitego offense. We did scrimmage against them a little bit. It's very hard to see that because it's under center and a misdirection. You start leaning one way or going the other. It takes just one guy to be in the wrong spot. It's easy for them to break one.
1:55 to go in the first quarter. Yeah, so hard to know where that ball is going. I can't imagine what the defense is going through trying to figure out where and who has that ball coming out of the backfield. As our good friend Tim Cutting always says, our coach just used to tell us to tackle everybody. They throw up over the top to Jacob Sargent. It's complete down to the 30 to the 28 before he's tackled. Move those chains again for the U.
Nice pass by Utter. I think this was his second attempt tonight. The first one was, of course, the Shea long touchdown, but yep. A very nice ball right there. You know, we talked about how the ground conditions are playing a factor on guys' traction, footing, you know, being able to stay balanced, but it obviously plays a factor on the football and how well you can grip it. So it's nice to see Utter be able to grip the ball well, have a nice ball.
Yeah, that was a really nice throw there. Had a lot of touch on it. It looked like lofted it up there. Only his guy could get it and move the chains for Unitego. Coming up on 1 minute to go in the first quarter. It's a 16-0 lead for Unitego over Thomas Edison. Waiting for the snap, here's Utter in the shotgun. Wants the handoff and does. Reese James back to the outside. Cut down at the knees. We do have a flag, though. And the Edison coaching staff not happy with that flag. Let's see what the call is. Going to be a holding call, I think. With 54 seconds to go here in the first quarter. I think the Edison coach thought maybe it was something on the tackle there.
I don't know if it was that. I don't really know what he was mad about. Maybe the holding was too much of a hold, or I don't know what it was. But you saw the referee definitely say something to this sideline. We've already seen one unsportsmanlike conduct penalty for too much talking after the play was over. And now you're seeing it from, that was from a player. Now you're seeing it from the coaches as well. And it, I don't know if it was an official warning or anything like that, but they definitely made it clear to stop.
Has to be tough here if you're Edison. You're on the road. You have that long bus ride. You're trying to get your feet underneath you. You have a couple of, you know, I don't want to say bad plays, but a couple of unlucky bounces here, and all of a sudden you're down 16-0. It's tough. It's a tough start. So here is Unitego with 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. They'll hand it off to Barber, and he's met by a host of tacklers. Still manages to punch his way up, good for about 3 yards, maybe two.
One of the things, though, that I think is great about eight-man football is just how much offense there really can be in this game. And we saw it when you and I did Unitego versus Moravia. At halftime, Moravia looked like they had all the momentum. They were getting the ball to start the half, and Unitego came out, and they were firing. They scored left and right. And the game can change so fast in the eight-man where, I mean, not like it's, but it is. It can change. The offense, you can score so much more in the eight-man game, and you're not out of this game by any means whatsoever.
End of the first quarter, like Sky just said, 16-0. Unitego leads, but still a long way to go. I'm sure Edison could make a charge here if they can get things rolling on offense. So again, one quarter in the books. It is Unitego 16, Thomas Edison nothing. We'll be right back on WCDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedules. Starting pay is $15 an hour, no experience necessary. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Back to the action with Nate Law on WCDO.
16-0 lead for Unitigo over Thomas Edison. Eight-man Monday Night Football here on WCDO. Nate Lull and Sky Thompson with you here tonight. Flip ends of the field, so Unitigo will be going right to left now in their green uniforms with the white trim. Edison is in the white tops with the blue trim and the orange trim as well. So Edison trying to get fired up here on the sky, on the sideline, Sky.
I love it. You know, first quarter didn't go the way we wanted to, but, you know, it shows that they still got some fight in them. I like that.
Here's Utter, rolls out, and he's just going to have to run this one out of bounds. Had nobody open downfield. You know, he only got a yard out of that. I think it's a mature decision, though. Hey, I got nobody open. I'm not going to force it here.
And, you know, it's so easy for people to watch the game and be like, why didn't you just go out of bounds? Why didn't you do this? But when you're in the heat of the moment, you want to make something happen, and sometimes you might think you see something, or sometimes you know, it's like, maybe I can get that one in there. And, you know, as you talked about last time, and you know, I worked with Dylan a lot from Walton, Dylan Jacob. And one of the things that was great to see him improve on when I started with him as a sophomore until his senior year was he really became very good at making the right decision. I mean, obviously a phenomenal athlete. He's fast, could throw the ball. But a lot of it became making the right decision, which we just saw Utter do.
Utter throws across the middle and was just about half a yard in front of Shea Barber there. And he couldn't haul that one in, so it's going to be fourth down coming up here. Yeah, it's going to be a fourth and just over 10, probably about fourth and 12, I would say, here.
You're looking at the wrong down marker. It's about fourth and 20, Nate.
Wow. Fourth country mile here. I didn't even look far enough down. Wow. So, yes, fourth and 20 here, and Barber's going to be doing the punting duties. The angle I was at here, I was not even looking there. Holy cow. Yeah, that was a little farther than I anticipated. Here's going to be the punt for Barber. Oh, he's going to have to pull it, and he's going to throw. And this is going to be complete, and the ball is coughed up and out of bounds, so they are not going to be able to hold on. I think he might have been short anyways. I don't think it was a design. Barber got flushed out of the pocket, and they almost pulled off a miracle there.
I don't think that was by design either. Mm-hmm. Based off of the reaction, it really did look like they were going to punt it, but the Edison defenders got back there very, very quickly. For Edison, though, actually this worked out a lot better because now we don't have to have the ball deep in our own end zone. We picked the ball up here at about the 39, 38-yard line, and we talked about it. The momentum can change in this at any time. They can get a quick score here, and you're only down one possession again. This game can change very quickly.
Yeah, there was two defenders that broke through the line. Kudos to Shea. It would have been easy to just try to see if you could get that off. He rolled to the outside. Can't believe he found somebody open, and they almost pulled it off. But that drop at the last second gives Edison good field position going left to right at their own 40. A run to the outside, a tackle here by Unitigo as Ryan Marshall is able to bring down Noah Bennett. But this Edison sideline, which is right in front of the press box here, starting to get some energy. Let's see if that translates out onto the field.
You feel the life and you feel the energy on this sideline. And I'll tell you, remember the last game when we had Unitigo had that big stop. Sometimes it just takes that one stop, that one thing that can change the momentum. And if they go down and they score right here, they really will start to feel like, okay, we're right back where we need to be. It hasn't gone the way we wanted to, just like Unitigo last time. And anything can happen.
Unitigo leads Thomas Edison 16-0. 11 minutes to go, second quarter here tonight at Unitigo. A run to the outside for Edison, lowering the shoulder, getting about 5, maybe 6 yards here. They are going to pick up a first down. It was second and short. And moving the chains was another nice run by Noah Bennett. That's some hard-nosed running.
It is, and you know what? It's very important, I think, to realize is Edison switched up their play calling a little bit. The two plays they run have both been pitches to the outside, and we talked about the space and the outside that you have in the eight-man game, and it looks like they're trying to start to take advantage of that a little bit more.
So here is a first down. Edison now going left to right here again in the white uniforms, the blue pants, the blue and orange trim, the blue helmets. Unitigo's in the green with the white here tonight. And this is going to be Edison on the Unitigo 45, excuse me. Another handoff here to the outside. Going to break it free now down to the 30, 25, 20. Looking for pay dirt down to the 10, brought down at about the 3-yard line. Heck of a run for Noah Bennett, and Thomas Edison's got some life now.
Bennett has had 3 very good runs on this possession, and you saw him lower his shoulder into the guy, and now you just saw him use his feet to break away and have a long run. And the Edison offense, that's what we talked about, that momentum can change, and the sideline has a lot of life to it, and they're right where they need to be, first and goal.
If you're Edison here and you can punch this in, I would really think that that's going to bring you back to life. If you're the Spartans, boy, if you could get a stop here, that would be a huge momentum changer.
This is a huge momentum changer. Either way, if you get that stop, it kills Edison's momentum. But if Edison punches it in, they're right where they want to be.
They're going to look to run it right up the middle, and they come up short. Handoff there was to Deshaun Cook, and meeting him right at the line was big number 71, Ryan Marshall. They have him listed at 6'3", 220 on the Unitego roster.
Not a guy I would want to bring down.
No. 9.5 to go here in the second quarter. Unitego leading Thomas Edison 16-0, but Thomas Edison is right on the doorstep. And the play comes in from the sideline. This will be a second down and goal to go. Ball pretty much on the 1-yard line. That's all they're trying to do is move that 1 yard and put 6 points on the board. Let's see. They do have one wide receiver split out to the left. And now a fumble right on the goal line. And let's see who comes up with it here. Now they're saying touchdown. It looked like a fumble, and I think he might have just fallen on it in the end zone.
That's one way to do it.
It was either a very, very good sneak, and they just decided to drop in, but it almost looked like he dropped it.
I think the ball did come out there. I really do, and... But they lucked out on it, and let's see. This is a big play here, too, because if they get it, it goes back to one possession. If not, it stays at a two-possession game.
8:55 to go in the second quarter. It's now 16-6. Edison going for 2, lining up here in the shotgun. They've been doing a lot under center on this drive, but here is the shotgun for George Smith, and now we're going to have a false start against Edison, so that's going to back them up. And we talked a lot about these 2 points and how much they come in handy later down in the game.
I'll tell you what, though, that false start actually bailed Edison out because that snap didn't even get off the ground. It rolled between the quarterback's legs. Those plays don't normally work out the way you want. So for Edison, it's almost a sigh of relief being able to come back and run a play again as opposed to having that happen. They changed the balls out, too, hopefully for a little bit more drive of football to use, but really they actually got lucky on that one.
So this backs Edison up to probably about near the 10-yard line, probably the 8 or the 9, I would say. They're in the shotgun again, and somebody jumped on this 2-point conversion. It's going to be Edison again, and they're just going in the wrong direction here, Sky.
Okay, so they lucked out the first time, but that doesn't mean do it again.
So Thomas Edison, after the touchdown, going for the 2-point conversion, which is now all the way back. Oh, it's past the 10, probably.
It should be the 13.
Yeah, about the 13 here. 8:55 to go second quarter. Unitego leading 16-6. A beautiful fall October night here at the U. Thanks for joining us. Waiting for this 2-point conversion. Now they do go back to the shotgun with 2 wide receivers split out to the right side. They get the snap off. They're going to pitch it and look to throw from the running back, and it is picked off here by Shea Barber, and that'll do it. Intercepted, and Shea wanted to take it to the house, but I don't think it works like that.
If he could, he was gone, but in high school it doesn't work that way, but they got the stop they needed. Edison, with 2 false starts, backed themselves up to the 13-yard line. That's too many yards to go.
So Edison does score, making it 16-6 with 8:55 to go in the second quarter. We'll be back on WCDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, the little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more. Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
High School Sports on WCDO.
8:55 to go second quarter. Nate Lull, Sky Thompson with you tonight on WCDO. Edison scores, but Unitego still leads 16-6. I just got a text from Ben Patton, who we said he's from the Walton Reporter. He's here taking photos, and he said, Nate, that one end zone where Edison just scored, he goes, it is really, really muddy down there.
Wow.
So we'll have to keep an eye. A lot of the play has been down on that end so far. The other end looks pretty good. A short kick here by Edison is fielded by Michael Wheeler, and he's at the 45. If he can get through to the second level, he might have some room, but he coughed it up, and Edison's got it.
That's unfortunate, but for Edison, they lucked out. Wheeler looked like he could have had a really good return. He got to the outside, looked like that was the last guy, but the ball just came out.
Wheeler, if he could just take it about two more steps, it looked like he might have had a chance to take it to the house. Instead, somehow, that ball pops free, and Edison gets it back.
Which was interesting because on balls like that, normally you see the guy just go down and when he fields it, but Wheeler actually did see, and I don't blame him. I saw a lane there too, and he picked it up. It took a nice hop right up into him so he could take off, but that last guy for Edison was able to knock the ball out. And, you know, the ball did skip off the ground, so it was probably a little bit more wet anyway.
8:48 to go in the second quarter. Here's a pitch for Edison, and they are going right back to the same recipe as they did on that last play. Huge hit there. Barber went toe-to-toe with Noah Bennett, who picked up about 8 yards, but wow, that was a heck of a collision here right at midfield. And I think he might have to come off here for a second. He really got rocked there by Shea Barber on that play, who came up and just made a good tackle on him.
That was another big hit by Shea. That's the second one we've seen where he really lowered his shoulder into the guy and really had a big hit.
So 8:15 to go in the second quarter. 16-6 is the score. And Unitigo is on top of Thomas Edison.
What a luxury for Unitigo to have a defensive back be able to come up and make a hit like that. You know, obviously the speed, but the strength as well that Shea is showing.
And so here we go, a handoff for Edison, and there's Ryan Marshall making the tackle on Dylan Benjamin, who has come in to try to be the running back now. And we'll hope that Noah Payne is okay down there. They were checking his shoulder, I think, just make sure everything was okay. And coaching staff has now left him alone. He's up walking around, so I think we're going to see him back in there pretty quick here. 7.5 to go in the second quarter. 16-6 is the score, with Unitigo on top of Thomas Edison. But the Spartans from Edison starting to get some life here, and that fumble recovery now gives them the ball here at midfield. A 3rd-and-1, a big third down here for Thomas Edison. And we do have a flag on the play. Who jumped?
I think it was
a timeout. All right, a timeout for Thomas Edison. We'll step away for 30 seconds with our score. Unitigo 16, Thomas Edison 6. 7:19 to go in the second quarter on WCDO. We'll be back.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system and home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your Tri-County sports leader, WCDO.
Second quarter action tonight here at the U. Unitigo football, Monday night football, leading Thomas Edison out of the Elmira area, 16-6. Nate Lull and Sky Thompson with you here on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. That's courtesy of SFCU. And, of course, you can go back and listen to these games anytime on our website, WCDOsports.com. Just click on Game Audio Archive. And we'll have our Morabito Energy Halftime Report coming up in just a few minutes. Monday Night Football, as I said in the pregame, forget the NFL tonight, folks. You got us right here on CDO.
Noah Bennett back in for Edison now.
Yeah, good eyes there as he appears to be okay. And they're going to hand it off to Deshaun Cook. He rumbles through to the second level. Can they track him down from behind? They do. He's dragged down at the 10, but Edison is right back in scoring position again.
And I bet you Unitigo saw Bennett back in the game. You've seen them run the pitch on the outside a couple times, too, and they're probably thinking, well, that's worked for us or worked for them, so we got to make sure we stop that. Edison hands the ball right up the middle. They get a big gain.
Yeah, that was a great play call. And, you know, you wonder here, you look at the numbers on the sidelines. We said, how long can Unitigo have gas in the tank? I think it's still a little early to be running out of gas here, but Edison, with those bench numbers, they have fresh legs that they can put in from time to time. Pitch to the outside for Noah Payne. He's looking for pay dirt, but he is brought down by that Unitigo defense. There is Ryan Marshall again. For being one of the biggest guys on the field, he is really mobile.
He moves really, really well side to side. I mean, we've seen him obviously go straight back through the backfield, but when we've seen the ball, because the two games I've seen him play, he moves really well sideline to sideline, adjusting to the play and tracking down the backs. And that's really saying something, because some of these backs have some pretty good speed, but for him to make up that ground and get there, it really says something about how he has that very quick lateral movement.
Yeah, Ryan Marshall playing a great game here tonight, as well as James Wright out there on the line, Nate Ackerley. That Unitigo front four doing a very nice job. So coming up on 6 minutes to go, second quarter. Unitigo leads Thomas Edison 16-6. A fumble is somehow picked up by Cook, and he's able to rumble back to the line of scrimmage. kind of another break there for Edison.
And we just saw the footing, obviously, once again, that he picked it up. He looked like he was able to actually probably maybe pick up a few yards, but he just went right down, couldn't get his traction at all.
I mean, that went right through the quarterback's legs, and the running back just said, oh, I'll take that. So, you know, Edison didn't have some breaks early in the game, getting some now, and they are really close to maybe getting this back to a one-score game.
They're just hoping that their breaks aren't coming and they don't capitalize them. They still want to get this ball in the end zone.
Yeah, they're down here. It would sting if you're an Edison fan to get this close and not put some more points on the board. And now we have another flag, and this is going to be a false start against the Edison Spartans. And so this is going to be another five-yard penalty here, backing up Edison with 5:20 to go in the second quarter. Again, in case you're just tuning in, Unitego jumped out to a 16-0 lead. Edison then scored to make it 16-6. And Thomas Edison now trying to cut this back to a one-score game. They are deep in Unitego territory again, down at about the 15-yard line. And this will be a third down here for the Edison Spartans.
And this is another situation here where you've seen Edison on their two-point conversion. They had two false starts. Once again here, you saw a false start push them back.
Snap was low. They're going to look to throw. This is a high arcing ball, and it's intercepted by Barber in the end zone. And we're going to have a flag on the play afterwards, I think maybe for a face mask. I'm not quite sure in the end zone, but an interception either way.
Well, maybe. It could have been pass interference. That's what you heard the Edison sideline saying. I don't know if it was a late flag, which sometimes we see. I'm not really sure where they're going with this one, because it looked like there could have been a little extracurricular activity going on as well.
Yeah, I'll be very interested, because I thought Shea got a clean pick on that. No, it's going against Unitego, though. And I think Barber is frustrated. I thought he caught it, and then there was the face mask, but an incorrect call by me. Barber must have maybe pushed off or something to get that.
What I saw happen was I saw Shea extend his arms, and the receiver's route definitely looked like it got a little bit impaired from it. And when you see that arm extend on the defensive backs like that, you're normally going to get that call every single time.
Yeah, that ball was hanging in the air so long, it has to be hard on defense to not get handsy out there, I guess. 4:45 to go in the second quarter. Unitego leading here on Monday Night Football over Thomas Edison, 16-6. So this is still third down. Edison still finding a way here in this second quarter to have a chance to put more points on the board.
I thought pass interferences were automatic first down.
It's still third down on the chain gang over there, so we'll see a handoff here for Edison. They try to go up the middle. Nowhere to go. And now, correct me if I'm wrong, they're still showing fourth here.
That's what the officials are showing, too. So either I don't know the rules, or they're not picking up on it.
Or that call was some other kind of call that wasn't pass interference?
It looked like they signaled pass interference, but...
Yeah.
But obviously, just like the soccer game the other day, I am not a rules expert. I will defer to everyone else on this.
We'll have to tell that story at halftime. That was a good story. We were keeping up via text on some of the soccer games in sectionals on Saturday. We'll talk about that during our Marabito Energy halftime report here. So this is a fourth down for Edison. They're going to go back to Noah Payne. He has the ball. He's looking to throw.
That
it's complete.
Was a great play call. Great play call.
Wide open, and Payne was able to throw it into the back of the end zone, and the Edison receiver was wide open. That was Evan Bush. Well done.
Amazing play called by Edison. They faked the handoff. The quarterback spun around. They did one of their double reverses again, and they obviously saw a very good running back with the ball. Everyone's going to come up. I believe it was the backside tight end, I believe, released downfield, probably made it look like he was going to block originally, slips right behind the defense, wide open.
Yeah, really well done there by Edison, because Unitego was fooled. So it's 16-12 with 3:55 to go in the second quarter. They're going to go for two. They're looking to throw to the outside, and this one is incomplete. Good defense by Barber that time to knock it away as they were looking for Noah Payne on the pass in the right corner of the end zone. 3:55 to go second quarter. It's Unitego 16, Thomas Edison 12. We got a good eight-man game going tonight here for Monday Night Football on WCDO.
Your home is one of your greatest assets. Unlock its value with a home equity line of credit from SFCU. You can use the equity in your home for repairs, upgrades, vacations, unexpected expenses, or pretty much anything you need. Home equity lines of credit start at 3.25% APR for well-qualified members. See our website for full details. A home equity line of credit from SFCU. Unlock the value in your home today. Visit sfcuonline.org for more information. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA and is an equal housing lender.
Back back to the action with Nate Law on WCDO.
3:55 to go in the second quarter. 16-12 is our score. And Edison will be kicking back off to Unitigo. Sky, what do you think Unitigo has to do here? You had all the momentum. You had the 16-0 lead. Now it's 16-12. How do you hang on to the ball and have a good end of the second quarter here?
So one thing that I think is going to be interesting is how they manage the clock right now. You see that there's only 3:55 left here in the first half, and it's important to remember Unitigo does get the ball to start the second half. If we can put together a good drive, take some time off, not give Edison too much of a chance to go down and score with too much time left on the clock, we can potentially go down and score here as well as get the ball to start the second half.
A low kick here that I don't think is going to go 10 and then is going to roll out of bounds. It might have just gotten to 10. Either way, Unitigo avoids any craziness here on this kickoff. And before we go any farther, I have to say, I've been calling Noah Bennett Noah Payne here tonight for a couple of different plays. Noah Bennett is the running back for Thomas Edison. There's no other Payne on this roster. I don't know where that came from in my head, so my apologies to any Edison fans out there. Once in a while, us broadcasters, you get something in your head and you can't drop it. But Noah Bennett having a great game for the Spartans, and I want to give him the credit he deserves, that's for sure. And it's right here in front of my face. It's not like, you know, that I was looking at something else. So here we go. But this will be Unitigo with the ball right at midfield as they are into Edison territory at the 45. Again, 3:55 to go in the second quarter. A handoff to Barber. Barber cuts to the outside. He's at the 40. One man to beat, gets to the 35, cuts down to the 30. Barber still on his feet to the 20, and finally they're going to track him down from behind. He's trying to drag his way up to the 10. He's brought down, but about a 35-yard run there for Shea Barber of Unitigo.
Here I am talking about clock management, but you have a guy like Shea who can give the ball to and score in one play. I think I can do that too.
Wow, he got to the edge, and you can see when he has that space in this 8-man game, it's very dangerous on the edge.
That is one thing I've noticed about the 8-man game. You get past that first line, it's pretty much you got one guy or just about one guy that you got to make a move on. And Shea, with his ability to have his quickness, and he does make some good moves, it makes sense why he puts up the numbers he does.
And it's athlete on athlete when you get to the edge out there. Here's Barber with a run up the middle. He's brought down after about a gain of 2 on the play. Coming up on 3 minutes to go in the second quarter, 16-12 is our score. And this will be a second down coming up here for Unitigo.
Now, that play call, I could be wrong because obviously I'm not a part of the Unitigo coaching staff, but that play call to me seems like one that's about draining the clock a little bit. We got down here really quickly. We don't want to score too quick and give too much time back to the Edison offense.
Would be great to hear what Coach McCroney is thinking on all these plays, all that knowledge that he brings to this game. And this is going to be a QB keeper for Logan Utter. He sees Pater, and he is into the end zone for a Unitigo touchdown. They couldn't get there in time. And with 2.5 to go in the second quarter, the Unitigo Spartans put another 6 on the board.
Very nice play call on that one. Getting Utter, he faked the handoff, went back to the left. Very nice play.
So a QB keeper there. Good to see Logan back in the lineup after he was hurt in that game against Moravia. Could not finish in the second half after being taken out. Couldn't play against Green, which is a tough blow for Unitigo. But great to see him back out there tonight and scoring here to give Unitigo a 22-12 lead now with 2.5 to go in the second quarter. And so this will be Unitigo lining up for 2. Utter is in the shotgun, and Barber is off his left hip. They have 2 wide receivers to the left, 1 to the right. Here's the snap. Utter wants to throw. It's flushed out of the pocket. He's going to have to run to the outside again. Can he get there in time? Reaching for the pylon. He is in. Logan Utter. Again, the play breaks down. He finds a way to get it done. And Unitigo leads 24-12. With 2.5 to go in the second quarter, and we'll be right back here on WCDO.
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled and attending school in Chenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shandello Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
Back to the action with Nate Law on WCDO.
2.5 to go in the second quarter. Unitigo now leading Thomas Edison 24-12. Nate Law and Skyler Thompson with you here. And, Sky, we might be in for another high-scoring affair, just like last time we were here when Unitigo played Moravia.
Yeah, we might be 24-12. It's not as high-scoring as it was the first time we were here, but I will say that if you're Edison right now, you got to be focused on what can we do to get down into the end zone again right before the half, because you don't want to go down 24-12 and then come out and have to stop Unitigo again. You want to make it, put a good drive together, just like they've done the last couple times they've had the ball, get down, get in the end zone, and get some momentum back before halftime.
Unitigo kicking off. Edison is to our left, and it's going to be another squib kick here, but it does go a little bit farther. Rolls down to about the 30. Edison picking it up there, and they're going to look to bring it out with Noah Bennett. Bennett cuts through into the second level, and he's got some room to run. He's at the 40. I don't know if anybody's going to catch him. Down to the 20, down to the 10, and he is in for an Edison touchdown.
We had some extracurricular activity behind the play, back around the 36-yard line. I don't know what happened. I saw two guys go down, though.
We do have a flag on the play, so this one might be coming back, which would be too bad for you Edison fans, because Noah Bennett just had a heck of a run back there of about 70 yards. The white hat getting together with the other officials to talk things over here. And this is, Tim and I talk about this all the time. We get so focused on the ball, sometimes you do miss that stuff behind the play, and you can't really see where it is or what's going on back there.
It's funny, as a former returner myself, I actually watch what's going on behind it just to see if anything else is happening. Because I'm pretty sure, especially with Noah Bennett's speed and stuff, it looks like he's going to be, oh, blocking the back right there. That
every returner's worst nightmare.
It's happened a couple times to me, and you really have to hold back some choice things that you may be thinking or wanting to say to your teammate. But that's frustrating, especially because it happened way behind the field, or way behind the play, rather, excuse me. And he was definitely gone. There was no reason for that play to happen, and that's what the frustrating part is. It's not like that is what impacted the run. It wasn't like it happened right in front of him. It was the reason he broke free. He was already gone, and it happened in the middle of the field. He was on the left sideline, so there was no reason for that play to happen.
And it's got to be frustrating because you see it at all levels. You see it in the high school level, the college level, even the pro level. You'll see a guy have a really nice run back, and it gets taken away by a foul that was behind the play. So I think it happens to everybody.
It does, and, you know, as I said, I actually watch behind the play. Then I do turn and see the returner because I've been there before, as I said. Noah Bennett, that look of just that great run that you had, you turn around, you see that flag on the ground, you know it's coming back.
Still good field position for Edison. They are inside Unitigo territory at the 30 with 2:18 to go. They're going to go right back to Noah Bennett. This time he is brought down, not without a lot of effort, though. And breaking through to make the tackle there again was Ryan Marshall for Unitigo and Jacob Sargent.
And one thing we didn't talk about on that return, actually, was right when he fielded it, one of those first plants that he made, actually, I saw a puddle of water actually go up in the air. So that goes to show just how wet this field really is. And it'll be interesting to see in the second half how much of a factor that does play.
Yeah, right now it seems to be holding up okay. There are definitely some chewed-up spots here. The right side of the field, if we're looking out from the press box here, we're right at the 50-yard line. If you're looking to our right, that side is really chewed up. There's been a lot of action down there. Clock is running. We're down to a minute 35 to go, second quarter. Unitigo leads Thomas Edison 24-12 here on Monday Night Football on CDO. Our handoff up the middle on second down for Edison. Rumbles for about 10 yards, and that's Deshaun Cook once again. So Cook getting into the second level. Not quite enough for a first down. About a third and one here for Edison. Ball is at about the 24 clock. Still moving here, Sky, with 1:10 to go.
I believe Edison did call a timeout earlier in this half, right?
Yes.
Okay, so clock management is going to be very important, especially with having one fewer timeout than you would have normally had.
Here's the snap. They look to go to Cook again. He is met by the green and white wall of Unitigo. And our guy Ryan Marshall was right there to make the tackle, as well as Colin Linehan coming up with that number 7 on.
Big fourth down here, fourth and about two and a half, I believe it is right now. So it's a big play for Edison. Also a big stop for Unitigo as well, because they, I believe.
They took the one timeout, so I don't think they really have the ability to stop it here. I believe they just took the one.
There's actually less time. I was going to say, they, I believe, could use their timeouts, but there's less time in the half than I thought, because if they got the ball back, I think they have all three of their timeouts, but
25 seconds to go here. Clock still running. Edison on a fourth and two. They're going to get the first down. Just got enough on the run to the outside. I believe that was Cook again. Let's see who comes off the bottom of the pile. Clock stops the clock with 17 seconds left. Yes, that was Cook. And that'll move it to a first down.
Edison did call a timeout.
All right, so Edison calls a timeout. We'll keep it right here with 17 seconds to go in the second quarter. It's 24-12. And this is big for Edison here. The difference, I think, between 24-12 or even 24-20 would be huge here for Edison going into the halftime break.
If Edison can somehow punch it, even if they don't get the two-point conversion, they make it 24-18, which makes it a one-possession game, and it makes things a whole lot more promising for you going into the half, because just like we talked about last time with Unitico, sometimes when you go into the half knowing, you know what, we didn't play our best half of football, but we're still one possession away. You know, it's the same thing. One possession in football is one basket in basketball, which is really not that much if you think about it. You get a stop, you go right back down, you score, tie game again. So if you think about it, if you're Edison, if we can get the ball into the end zone here, that's huge for us going in, especially with Unitico getting the ball to start the second half. And you've seen them time and time again be able to drive the ball down the field and score. They have a very good offense. They have great playmakers with Shea and Utter, of course. But you've seen the other guys step up tonight as well. But if Edison can get in the end zone here, it gives them some momentum going into the half.
So this is going to be big. 17 seconds left in the second quarter. A first down now for Edison. Clock management is going to be key. They're going to try to throw. Quarterback George Smith is flushed out of the pocket, has to pull it and run. And did he get out of bounds? He is tackled, and with 8 seconds left, he didn't get out of bounds. That clock is down to 5 seconds, and Edison is going to come up short here. They are not going to get another playoff, and that is going to be it. And so at the half, 24-12 is our score, and I don't want to say a squandered opportunity for Edison, but tough to get that close and come up empty.
And as a quarterback in that situation, and I don't know, obviously wasn't a part of that huddle, but you as a coach and quarterback, got to make sure you're on the same page with that, knowing if we don't have any timeouts left or we have none to use left, you got to make sure we're getting out of the bounds or the clock stops somehow, because we can't stop the clock.
We're going to take a break here for the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Live at Unitego tonight, our score 24-12. Unitego on top of Thomas Edison. We'll be back to break things down from an exciting first half and eight-man football action here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Mirabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Mirabito team today by visiting mirabito.com/careers. Mirabito.